Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everyone, even those you detest. The show is for general audiences. Once again, people, you're listening to Kunin from the Microphone, the latest installment by one DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 9 o'clock sharp on the hour, and you're not just tuning in basically to this program, you're tuning in to our deluxe, new, and improved program that's an hour long. It's one of the best programs that were an hour long, not the traditional half hour for, you know, with commercials and whatever. Anyway, basically, this program is brought to you by Organic OK, who's going around the world and doing all kinds of good, honestly. And you know what? Please, get involved. You can be heard on Blog Talk Radio yourself behind such a cause. Call in at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And remember, for some reason, you got to dial a 1 first before honestly calling any phone number. Now I understand the area code. There's too many people in the world. Too many people, whatever. Well, I understand that. It's why, in a way, you know, some people have the same phone number, and they want to specify, but isn't the 1 first redundant? Isn't that why we never need to dial a 1 first before calling any? Where was I? Oh, yeah. Let's see. Okay, look. You know this so far. You should know it by now. Lived in McKinleyville. Went all over. Okay? Got picked up by a guy named Organic OK, who knighted me, who found me there, a wealthy man in the woods who was traveling the world on this goal to save it all, and to do so by using the organization, his own, what he called, actually, I don't think he called it anything. See, he was afraid to give it an official name because he was afraid that if he did, then people are going to that somebody else is basically going to try to found a company around, need to be copyrighted and whatever. So he said, no, dude. It was just a goal, a mission, to basically go around there and pick up all the filth and trash on the streets, have the people who live on the streets, whatever, clean it up personally, whatever, and in return, hopefully, life will be made better for not just them, but everybody else. Because somehow we're living in a dying world. I don't think dinosaurs caused the Ice Age, despite what some crackpot conspiracy theorists will tell you. But you know they didn't survive it. Tell you one thing. Humans are causing the heat age. What's the opposite of ice? Like fire age? The planet is melting. It's going to be one dang giant ocean. We're all going to drown in it. You know something? If we all die, it won't be soon enough. I'm sorry. I'm basically trailing off. The point here is that, honestly, he picked me up and basically took me with this convoy trip in his Winnebago with all his cars to personally go around the world and save it. To save this world and everybody and everything that lives in it. To save all. Well, look, no one expects all the animals in the wilderness to get along. Most you might have heard, you know, Noah's Ark and whatnot. The idea of what all animals are from the same family, two of each animal, one of those animals eat each. No. This is about the human species all getting along and all being taken care of, at least being taken care of. It's a crazy idea, but that's how they all start out. An idea that's going to save the world is always crazy at first. That's the first step, and it becomes something. Anywho, he took me out of my town of McKinleyville. Nothing there for me anyway. We went to Miami, Florida, to all the beaches, all the places of vagrancy, spreading the message. Went to Seattle, Washington in the winter. Scottsdale, Arizona was nice. Went to San Diego for a while. We left the U.S. at one point and went to Antigua, the West Indies. I had my heart, lost my heart, and had it broken over there. In the back of my mind, I'm still wondering what happened. And somehow, in a strange way, I wonder what happened, what was left over there. I knew one way today I was going to find out. And last night, we went Hollywood. No, no, I don't mean like this. I mean, actually, we literally went to Hollywood. But don't get too blown away. It was West Hollywood. Now, West Hollywood, personally, how do I put this? West Hollywood. Okay. You know how they put car lots next to each other? They put all the restaurants next to each other. They put all the apartment complexes, house neighborhoods next to each other. It's like a Monopoly set. There's one segregated set of whatever. Whatever. I basically was in West Hollywood. That's where basically all the nightclubs were. And yeah, it's true. Came across a lot of nice discotheques. But we couldn't get in. It wasn't even just a question of being home. It was a question of not being dressed enough. Dude, let's be honest now. Unless you're rich or famous or both or a celebrity. I mean, look, they'll let in a septic tank worker if he's wealthy and dresses real nice. But we weren't dressed nice because we were dressed to work. We were on the street. We went up there picking up a lot of whatever. And I looked around and I had to honestly ask myself, do these people really need help? Well, yeah, because once again, I came across homeless people. And I got to tell you something, no matter where you go, you're going to find them. There's always people that the rest of the world, that other people decide to throw out and throw away. You know, it's funny, when we're all kids, all we can think about is the future. Like, we know we're unformed and everything will make a lot more sense when we grow up and get older and we'll develop. But life really does get harder. It really does get harder. And the strangest thing is, when we're kids, we all imagine, we all remember it as a time of, you know, utopia and wonder. Okay, there were those kind of moments, but we don't remember how hard it was trying to fit in and conform, be as tough as possible, get avoid getting beaten up. I don't think anybody really remembers. Childhood was never really utopia, was it? But it looks like it's become like now. You see these people thrown out on the street and whatever. And this was Hollywood. You don't want to think anyone's suffering out here. But no, no, the run-on fact. The more rich somebody is, the more poor a lot of other people are. It ain't just the yin and yang. No, 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 no. See, it's more to do with the fact that they got all that money by making sure somebody else didn't get any. Well, guess what? We packed up and left it. You know the funny thing? I wanted to stick around a little while longer in West Hollywood because I was still looking to basically come across, well, you know, somebody rich, somebody famous. I want to come across an entertainer or two. I don't know. I was anxious to basically get discovered in a way somehow. I came up with a novel idea. Now, I know I'd made some kind of splash on the street. I had. I know I made some kind of effort. So you know what? I like to think I could there. If I get a few movie stars whose careers weren't quite doing so well right about now to endorse all this, make a find of people who got thrown cast adrift. Damn me. But it was time to go. I looked at Organic O'Kane and I said, you know, I think we should stay a little while longer. Dude, we stayed long enough, okay? We stayed over a day. We picked up some trash. Look, I know you, see, every town we go to, you would say you want to stay. That's not true. I don't want to stay in Seattle, San Diego, because it was freezing. And you were upset about that woman you watched die in front of you. You know how often that happens on the sea? Well, yeah, I want to stop from happening out here. Ain't going to happen as quick out here, dude. This is where it's warm, dude. You know, in human environments, that's when diseases spread. I mean, in cold environments, people are likely to freeze. But, you know, in warm, hot environments, you know, bacteria grows and whatever. It's why Africa, you know, is the birthplace of all life and all that. Dude, what are you telling me all this for? I think it's like you know that, but it's good and bad no matter where you go. What are you telling me all this for? I don't know. I don't know. You don't know. I'm just saying, no, 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 I know why. I think they need our help. you got a couple people to pick up some of the trash, you got them to make it. I don't think I reached enough of them. Well, of course you didn't. I mean, even if the message, even if we all need to get together and save the world, but we can all do it, doesn't mean everybody's going to want to. So it's one of people on being lazy locusts and parasites. They want to keep, you know, eating and eating and sucking everything dry. Some just want to basically tear down the whole dang world. Some want to burn down all of God's creation and God himself in the process. Some do. They don't want to succeed. They want to prosper. They don't want to be great. They don't want anything. They just want to sit back, groove, lounge, and destroy. They have the innate evil in them. Let me tell you something, dude. Prison shouldn't have to exist. We shouldn't need prisons. But we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Off we were. But where? Where are we going? Dude, I told you. Stop asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we going like a dang kid, okay? Stop that. Where are we going? You don't need to know where we're going. Just know we're going there, okay? Everything's a surprise. Yeah. Dude, I like surprises when basically someone's giving me a Christmas present or something, whatever. But your boy, be quiet. You know a lot of those guys out in West Hollywood who might have been, who basically some has-beens, some never-will-bes, who out there on the street are stuck there. You want to go back and stay with them? You know what? I should drive you back to McKinleyville. Drop you off. No. Tell me, give me one reason why I shouldn't. You think you got anything back there? Everybody you know is gone. Parents, they kicked you out. And you wanted to basically get out yourself too. You weren't happy there. What, do you spend the rest of your life living in their home? What are you going to do with them to drop dead and wear everything that they left you behind, including your mother's dresses? Are you? Just want to know where we're going. You don't get to know where we're going, okay? You just need to know what you got to do. Go out there, spread the message, and make things better. Once again, I noticed something. Once again, we crossed the border. No, not exactly the border. You understand, the first time we went to Florida. We went to Florida. Florida. Now, understand why we went to Florida. Okay, no, we went to Miami, Florida, but we basically went all the way to the West Indies. Check out that episode, Antigua. It's a powerful episode. That's a piece of my heart there. But now we're leaving the border, and after Hollywood went all the way up to Oregon and then Washington, I was afraid we were going back to Seattle again, but no. The northern border. We weren't going to Mexico, which I was kind of disappointed by, because you know what? It's warm there. What it's really cold? Canada. Welcome to Canada. We're going to quiet. You can meet up with us if you want to go out there and hitch the rest of the way. You know, since you're wearing a gorgeous, leggy blonde who's willing to, you know, anything for a ride, you might have some trouble getting picked up. All right. Sure enough, there we were in Toronto. Toronto, almost the capital of Canada. I couldn't believe it. We were in Canada now. Now, I'm going to take a moment to say basically that I got nothing against Canada. I think they're basically wonderful people. It's 15 minutes after we're here on the program, cocooning the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And I'm telling you right now, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved, okay? We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. And this show is brought to you by Organic OK, a man who is doing everything in his power to make sure the message, the truth shall be marching. His truth is marching on. It really is. Oh, dang, that's a reference to something else now, isn't it? Oh, well, don't matter. Check out Maya Harrison on her website, www.mayamaya.com. Did I stutter? No. www.mayamaya.com. Her name is Maya Harrison, but somehow you had to really personally distinguish which Maya they're talking about. Maya Angelou casts a big shadow. There's a lot of other Mayas out there, too. Whatever. Anywho, there we were in Toronto. I couldn't believe it. Now, let me just start by saying that I didn't know thing one about Canada. I knew that it was like America, except it was cheerful and bland and clean and wonderfully underpopulated. They didn't have as many people as we do. Some people think it's a minority problem. One of the things that really helped Canada is that they have this big, epic country, and the numbers are so low. That's why they're so dang friendly, because they have all the, because even the bigger cities, they have cities almost as big as America, but not quite, not nearly as congested. It's a well-known fact. I'll tell you, people, the bigger the city, the more people are going to be jerks and SOBs to each other. And that's a fact. That's money you can take to the bank. Now, Toronto was a big city, but not like the big cities we've been to so far. You understand why we're in McKinleyville? McKinleyville had everything, but also it didn't have the biggest population, but still, a town like that could tend to feel kind of full after a while. It got full pretty quickly. They kind of fill up a shot glass as opposed to filling a 5-gallon drum. Anywho, the point is, there we were. Canada. Didn't we need papers, passports, citizenship? No, dude, no. We're guests here. We're visiting. But we're going to be leaving soon. You understand what I mean? All right, now look. I know you think that, you know, things are bad in America. But trash homeless is bad all over. Even Canada, they got their homeless problems. They got their homeless whatever. You want to help, don't you? I nodded. Good. Okay, dude, seriously, I don't mean to be so hard on you, but Dan, you got to stop talking about shirts and asking everything. Now, look, you got a job to do, don't you? You got a job to do. Well, do your job. Spread the message. Tell everybody everything. Get everybody to get involved. Do that. And stop, you know, being such a whiny little dang. Well, I can't say it on this family-friendly show, but he uttered a lot of words I can't say. But the point is, maybe he was right. Look. I mean, I know I was being skeptical. I know I was being kind of a question asker. I know I was kind of nervous. But that's just because everything I saw, I was still curious. I don't know. I've just been through so much, and I was getting a little bit weary from all this. We were going around trying to cure and help and save everybody, but not everybody was listening. Everyone wanted to help. One thing I'd ask, why are we doing this in Canada? No, I'm not one of those Americans who basically has anger towards the other country and personally whatever. It's just, I think things weren't that bad in Canada. Things were ideal in Canada. You understand why a lot of other countries came to America because of, you know, I mean, even as bad as things were over here, they were much better than where they came from. It's been that way for the longest time since America was founded on, but dang, Canada was Canada. I have to admit, back in school, they talk about Canada, I didn't really pay attention. So I was going to learn. Clean, it was cheerful. And finally, I came across some homeless people. You all know the drill. I sat them down, I rapped with them, I told them, they asked me, I told them what our plan was. I told them from America, and I expect them to be, you know, happy to, you know, cheerful and, you know, happy to see us, you know, like you do your neighbors, whatever. But they weren't exactly very friendly. I know the whole thing about Canada's being nice is probably just a stereotype. I know they were so proud and happy with this country. I know the rest of the world hates America, but dang it, they were not especially receptive. Anyway, what happened was I sat down. I told them my plan. I told them the guy I was traveling with. They said something about all about organic okay. What's his real name? What? What's his real name, eh? Come on, I mean, what's his real name? I mean, it's not his real name. Well, that's the name he gave me. You're traveling with a guy, you don't know who he is? He just picked you up off the street, did he? I nodded. I told him about my tales in McKinleyville. I've been going all over. I told him about Well, I'd recap everything, but guys, the show ain't that long, so I tell you what, if you heard it, just basically go back to earlier episodes to hear about all the what have you. And they said, so you've been through a lot. What are you guys trying to do exactly? Get money or something? Make sure the homeless are sheltered. Oh, yeah, we'd like that. There's not a lot of that going on around here. See, here's the thing. I know a lot of people from other countries are trying to go over to America, because it's better than where they came from. America's reaching over, Lava. Look at it this way. Like the Mexicans, personally, they're all trying to go personally from Mexico, go the way to Texas in America, to California and all the neighboring whatever. But I got to tell you something. It's the funny part. All you Americans have been trying to come up here. It ain't just basically about free medical care and solid fundamental middle class. You realize that your country, you're choking on your imperialist swill. Everyone knew it was going to happen to you eventually, and now it has. Now the chickens have come home to roost. Look, I know things are bad in America, but I'm not here to have any political debate. Well, you got to hear this. You could save your country, save your government, personally, and whatever. Well, I'm here to help out with yours, too. Aren't there homeless people here in Canada? Not nearly as many. What are you guys going to do about it? I told them my plan. Get everyone to get together, pick up trash, and whatever. And what, they're just going to shelter us? We don't have that big a trash problem over here. Surely you've got trash. I mean, come on, everybody get involved. The message, everybody needs to be united, you know, personally. And what is this, a throwback to that loving? The loving that went on during the 60s or whatever, like everyone's going to get together and hold hands and go give peace a chance? You're like 60 years too late, man. Well, maybe not 60, but you know how long ago that was? All right, fine. I walked away. Hey, good luck. I waved back to them. I used my whole hand, even though I just wanted to use one finger. Maybe they were right. Why was feces kidding himself? No. Why was Organic OK kidding himself? I'm trying to save a lot of places, but why did they listen to us? I wanted to think that they'd basically be nice to us. Like, I know the rest of the world hates us, but we're neighbors. Our country's not that different. The biggest difference is the overpopulation and the dang government. Surely we can all just get along. Why not
indeed?
I went all around Toronto, saying hello to people, checking out what they had to offer. I tried not to come off too much like a tourist, because I wasn't a tourist. I was a guy here on a mission. A lot of them nodded their hands, and there were some people actually at the mall. I don't know if people still went to malls. Not everyone bought everything online now. Who basically agreed to, they were just sitting in the lounge, and they agreed to pick up their trash. Saw some guys in the mall who were begging. Told them who I was. I told them on a mission. First, they asked me who I was. I gave the name DJ Butterfly Feces. And they just looked at each other and just, that's not your name. This is why, honestly, I told them the whole story, the whole rap about how I got such a colorful moniker, because really, everyone knows the caterpillar going into the workshop of a cocoon, breaking out, emerging a butterfly, break to flap the world, the beauty of its wing. And how the butterfly, now, people learn to abhor, are disgusted by crap. Crap. People hate crap. Everyone knows to basically shun crap, but it's organic material that feeds into the earth and new life springs from it. Manure, fertilizer, what have you. The literal BS, if you will. Everything grows. But he just gave me a look like, yeah, I bet you're full of fertilizer. No, maybe just regular human feet. Get out of here. Go. People weren't listening. What was I to do? finally came across some other Toronto vagrants. And I told them my story, my wrath, and they listened. I actually struck a chord, some kind of chord. They were like, we want to get behind this project. We want to do what you're doing. I told them about Organic OK. I told them about his plan to pick up the trash and unite the world. He said, it sounds like a good idea. Even the people who are living homeless, they don't need to be homeless. They can be taken care of. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think every, like, real estate developer, there should be more places to live. There should be people living almost in every possible place, you know, just so people have a place to, you know, whatever. They're doing something. They agree with me. We started walking all around Toronto and started picking up trash. We started picking up garbage all over. So Toronto looked a little bit cleaner. And we went to a lot of different people and told them our mission, our mantra, what we were doing, what Organic OK was doing. And trying to make sure that no matter what, Canada's an even better place to live. Even better. Because no one is without a roof and four walls over there, around them. And these people were being taken care of. And even the Americans who came up here had something to do. Honestly, finally said, hey, listen, now you said this this organic guy, organically, organic feces. No. He gave me the name feces. He calls you feces? You're friends with this guy? You're following this guy? He basically called you crap. He basically called you bug droppings. Look, insect diarrhea, dragonfly booba, whatever your name is. He's going to pay us for this, isn't he? Let's ask him. He better. I took them back to see Organic OK, and I told about it. So I said, all right. Yeah, I will. Just a second. He went back there, and he got some money, and he handed it to them. Then he said, dude, can you help me with something? They pulled me aside. What are you doing? Why'd you promise them money? This wasn't just about me paying them to do all this stuff. I know I got the money, but I'm not supposed to be doing the money. This is supposed to be about a job. This is a job. No, it's not that kind of job. We're supposed to be helping each other. We're supposed to basically, honestly, be united. People, you know, all of us coming together and doing all this to get a grassroots campaign to clean up the homeless and raise awareness and whatever. It's not about me giving them money. I know that. That's not what happened. See, I talked to all these other homeless people, and basically they have the same old "why should I" attitude. What's in this for me? I don't have all day. Give me something. And at first, I told them about the mission. The only guys that said yes. And when I told them that you had money, and why would you tell them I had money? You don't tell, dude. Never let a homeless person know. Just let them know you got money. They want, because you know what? They're gonna want you to give it to them, all of it. You're right. No, it's just that they weren't listening. 30 minutes after the hour, we're here, 9:30 p.m. here on the DJ Butterfly PC's Cocoon in the Microphones television program, radio program. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison and what she's all about. Check her out online. She's all over, just like everybody else is. And you know what? What do you have to say about this important cause, this worthwhile mentality? We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. That night when we camped out, tried to explain. He said, dude, I want to hear excuses. You know what's going to happen now? They're going to expect that. They're going to think this is all basically about, you know, they get this kind of job, and I pay them to do whatever, and all that other crap. And you know what? They're going to tell everybody else this guy is paying good money for people to pick up their garbage, you know, other people's garbage. That's not what I'm here for. I can probably afford to have some people doing that, whatever, but that's not what this is about. I'm not going around telling people, I'll give you a job, I'll give you some cash in your hand if you pick up people's whatever. That's not what this is. No, that. It's just, look, no, dude, feces, don't even. Just take back your title. Can I talk? No, let me talk. Okay, fine. Here it is. I went to every single dang person. I went to everybody. You know what? I went to everybody, and I told them about this. It's the same old story. They didn't really want to do something for a system that did this to them. Why should they get back? And you know something? Things are actually going pretty good here in Canada. Sometimes in a really good environment, it's not so easy. It's not so easy to get people to do the right thing and hope for the best, especially when this is what the system did to them. All that happened was they started helping me. We picked up ours. We really made Ontario spark a little bit. And then they said, when I mentioned, see, why'd you tell them I had money? I just looked at him. You know how I love it when you tell me, do you know how many times I've told you I love it when you interrupt me? That's right, zero. Don't push me, man. All right, here it is. I told him this because I need to explain, like, how did I get into Canada? You brought me here, and I'm regretting it. Maybe I should go talk to him. Set him straight. I don't know. No, let me talk. No, don't. What you did? Please, let me talk to them. Let me talk. You want to talk? Talk. No, I mean, talk to them. You got something to say? You got nothing to say now, right? Let you talk or something. I meant let me go talk. I meant let me go talk to them and tell them what. What the message is about. You already told them. What did it do? Let me do this again. All right, man, do whatever you want. Just know, man, you're going to live with the consequences, no matter what. Shouldn't give you anything to eat tonight. That's right, we were all sitting by the fireside, cooking and whatever and all that other noise. I don't know. Once again, I had trouble getting to sleep. I obsessed too much. I worried too much. I was beating myself up. We did a very good service there in the fine city of Toronto, which didn't have as big a homeless problem as what. I got to tell you something. It wasn't so easy getting anybody to, you know, wasn't so easy. But I like to think I did it all the wrong way. Dude, it ain't even the money. I got money. Come on. Like, now these people are going to be in this for the wrong reasons. They're going to go tell their friends. They're going to go tell the rest of the people on the street that this organic okay guy, he's just going around, and basically he's got some, you know, charity. His job is just, he'll clean up this city, say you're doing nothing for him, and he'll pay you. You sent the wrong message out there. Everybody's made out a mistake. You use yours. Let's forget it. No, don't forget it. Got to carry mistakes with you so it'll happen again. I couldn't sleep that night. No, I was wrong, but really, in a way, I was afraid of what I was going to tell them. This guy had money. He'd been spending money. He'd been financing this whole trip, but seriously, I went to every single one of these people, and it's sometimes like Organic OK would not accept the fact that they just didn't want to help. We can all save the world, but not all, but we all don't want to. Some, life is so hard, life is such an ordeal, life is such a task, such a thing that gets harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and harder until one day you just say, oh, I'm done. When I was a little kid, I wondered if people smoked and drank and did drugs. They want to live fast and die young. They really do. I got up that morning, walked out. And when I got up, I don't mean I woke up. I got up. I didn't get any sleep that night. I was consumed with guilt and obsession. I don't know. What was I to do? What was I to do? Anywho, at one point, I looked at Organic OK. I just looked at him, shook my head, and walked off. I was angry. But I went around basically all throughout Toronto and told other people the tale. I told them about how basically this whole model is going to unite everyone together. To make sure everybody who's on this street isn't going to be on the street. So they're going to have a roof and four walls around them. But really, I mean, now I'm from the street. Now when I say from the street, I don't mean the hood. I'm talking about the street. I told them my tales. And they told me theirs. One of them said, yeah, I've been here a long time. I was the biggest Canadian patriot I thought possible. I never thought I'd wind up out here, you know? I'm hungry and I'm angry and I'm starting to get used to all this. And you want to just believe that some guy who's out there on the street is on the street because he deserved, because he did something. But no, it's just not enough people. Yeah, I understand that. It's not the same thing. I don't know. We talked about everything. I talked about what America was like and how I saw more of it than most people do in a lifetime. And then I talked about Canada and really how really, they're the have-alls here. They keep that middle class going strong, and they got everything, and they're not everyone's cast adrift. But they couldn't imagine living anywhere else. I told them about the plan to pick up garbage and beautify and whatever. Beaches in Canada? Well, come on, let's go pick up some trash. Let's go whatever. Who's going to feed us? I told them that after it was over, we're going to go to basically some kind of Canadian homeless shelter and fight to personally make sure that every single one of these Canucks is sheltered. To which they respond, you don't think we tried that? Don't you think we did? That'd be so simple. Look, I know this guy. He can help you. Who is Organic OK? I told him about him. He's going around. He's got this convoy of people, if you will. And they're all personally trying to travel the world, spread the message of cleaning and fixing everything. I know these are long pauses, but no, really, really, really. Now, I started to say, make this world better. Canada's already fine. A few pieces of trash here and there. Give it some coffee. What's really going to happen? You know, I know people say litter is an ugly, unpleasant thing, and it is, but I mean, is it really that big a deal? There's a bottle or two on the sidewalk, even in the nicest neighborhoods. You know? There's a tin can there. Well, they still have cans of soda? They still sell soda in cans? Yeah. So what? There's a little filth there. Nothing sterilized, you know? They really didn't want to help things. I started telling him, basically, Canada is basically, it is this beautiful thing. I guess it doesn't matter, little garbage here and there. It doesn't matter. Really, honestly, you want to live with some sort of sense of purpose. We got a sense of purpose here. It's called survival. What are you doing? You're spending this match up and pick up a little garbage here and there, but this guy is taking care of you. You, isn't he? This guy? What, is he rich or something? He can afford to do all this? I don't think he's rich. I don't think he's got money to share. So what happened last time, I knew better than to basically say Organic OK had money. Because I got the feeling they probably would help if he was going to pay. Fool me once, shame on you. Once bitten, twice shy. I don't know. Anywho, I told about the cause, and really, and they were not. I gave up. I went to the Canadian beach, basically just hung around for a while. The Canadian beach sure seemed different than those American beaches. Nothing like Antigua. And all of a sudden, there was this other vagrant on the beach, colorful drunk. I ran to him.
No.
I sat down there and just started talking. He offered me a swig from his bottle. I refused. No, for you, man. And I asked him if he'd come along and help me just pick up a little bit of trash. You got money? I offered him my companionship. I told him about this message, what I was trying to do for the world. He said, all right, I'll go along to keep you company. And he did. And together, me and that old drunk, that homeless person by the beach, whatever, we picked up garbage. We picked it up. We picked up trash. Wherever we went, we looked around, we found garbage, and wasn't a lot in Canada, but it still existed, especially in the areas where, you know, midges, whatever, and everything was all hunky-dory. We stood back talking about the world, about what it was like surviving on the whatever, and I shook his hand. And finally, he took me to a laundromat. I didn't even know they had those anymore. Sat down, we just started talking. You know, I was in prison. I looked at him. For what? You don't need to know that. Just know I got out of prison. I have a family. I think I've lived enough of my life. I don't think I want to do much of anything anymore. 45 minutes after the hour here on the Kakuna from the Microphone program, 9:45. Oh, no, it's became 9:46. Listen, tune in here. Get your opinion heard. This program is brought to you by Organic OK, a product of his who's going around spreading this message personally and whatnot. Not. And honestly, check out Maya Harrison. She's all over the net. She's all over, up and down. You hear some of her music. You really have to. Where was I? No, you have. Send the microphone with the old drunk, that beach bum. Probably the last bum I talked to, and I said, you know, I've been trying this for days. I got a few people to help me, but they didn't want to help me, and I had to, I almost said give them money, but I was afraid he was going to ask me for money. Either that or someone to buy him another pint.
I had a family. I got out of prison. And when I did, I just threw me out here. Did you have any more family? They're all gone. Son's all gone. What are you going to do? What do you want to do? Die. And I convinced him before he did to do some act of charity of kindness. I took his hand and I said to help me pick up some of the trash to get the message about what we're trying to do. Tell everyone, about this program. About basically us going around, pick up the garbage, helping him try to help the homeless. Making sure that somehow they're sheltered. He nodded. Okay. You know the messed up thing? Really, honestly, after all that, I don't know. I don't think I really encouraged enough. I went back with the drunk and we went back to those same spots where I knew those other vagrants were. The Canadian vagabonds. Canadian vagrants. No, I guess it doesn't work. So I was trying a little hybrid there, a little, you know, prefix-suffix thing, but sometimes it just doesn't wash. It's like Canadian America. Canadian America. Can America. I don't think that'll ever happen, but whatever. Anywho, we went back to them, and I told them the story. And I told them we made plans not just to get us to pick up all the garbage, but we all wanted to shelter a lot of them to make sure Nibbles is like, how are you going to do that? We're going to get people involved. But I could basically try to get one of you guys to stay at a nice Canadian homeless shelter. You don't think we tried? You don't think we've been trying? Come on. There's an overlap. And I knew what he was talking about. No matter where you go, this is a fact. This is money you can take to the bank. You can take it even outside the bank. This is money you can take out of the bank. Damn it, I lost my train. My train derailed. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. There's just so many people in the world that we're not going to be able to save all of them. There's got to be something that's going to thin the herd out somewhat. Natural selection. We're talking about saving people. Saving people. But you know what? How many can you possibly save? I don't know. I honestly went basically to some of those Canadian homeless shelters, and some of these guys, I fought and tried to campaign to get a few of them taken. When I told them about all we had done, I told them about organic oak plant and whatever, they agreed to take three of them up for a few days. He said, thanks, I appreciate it, they told me. But just know, it's going to be basically just a matter of time, actually less than that for them, right back out there on the street. Tell them to fight to get you a job, any job. I don't know what I can do, whatever. I don't know. I don't know. What were they going to do? I mean, really, what were they going to do? What can you do? I try to get them to expand the homeless shelter just a little bit. That's it. Just save a few more lives at first. I try to tell them to open up the homeless shelter a little bit, taking a more beds. I try to get them to expand it. I told them about our plan and what we're doing.
I try to get basically, maybe you can give one of these people a job to work in here. Turned out they already had some homeless people that were working there for room and board. I told them about my drunk friend. I shook his hand and I said, listen, I know you basically want to give up the ghost. You want to die. But I was thinking something. Why don't you basically come along on our trip? Come with us. And, you know, you don't have to say, you can see a lot of the world before you die. Then honestly, she was like, he was like, all right. Went to Organic OK and said, one more for the trip. At first, I said, dude, ain't enough that basically now you want me to start paying people, and now you're expecting me to, hey, God, look, we're taking a few people from most of the towns. We can't get everybody here. I took him aside. No. Listen, I told him a story. I told him this guy had no family left. I told him that he's the last of his kind. I said he was a raging alcoholic, and he's basically looking to just die. He's tired of suffering, and he's ready to basically just be food for the worms. I told him, dude, why are you bringing somebody's terminal on this thing? He's going to bring the mess. He's going to go out in a golden blaze before he passes on. All right. I understand. And he did understand. He understood.
So did I.
I walked away from this thing. I knew I'd made a difference, but somehow, you know what? I don't know why, but basically, I don't want to basically make any enemies or waves. I don't want to burn any bridges, but I got to tell you something. I had the lousiest time in Toronto than any place we visited. I don't know what it is. I just did not like this place, you know? I mean, I know the wonderful things about Canada, but somehow some of the homeless people we met, except for this drunk, were some of the worst people I ever met. No one said that basically Canadians are going to be all pleasant and bland and friendly and whatever. Nobody. The stereotype. I know that stereotypes, when you're a little, you think they're true about everybody, but then you find out they only really apply to the rotten apples in every barrel. Stereotypes are true. They're basically just the bottom feeders, the worst members of any group. I like to believe that there were a lot of nice Canadians and whatever, but somehow these homeless guys were just living in such a country where everything was just so nice, I didn't feel like helping. I'm being selfish. They didn't help me, but, you know, I wanted them all to help all of us. And I was doing all this so all these people could fight to have a roof over their head and four walls and whatever to help the homeless. You know, it's funny. I literally want, how do I put this? I want I got the least help here. Was it because I wasn't from Canada? Was it because we're too good in America? I don't know. It was cold here, too. I was happy to see this place go. I like to believe that someday I'm going to come back to Canada. And you know what? Canada will be wonderful. Canada will be absolutely idyllic. Canada will be paradise. I'm going to visit again. You know, this time, this is not the first time you do anything. It doesn't go well. I just mean the first time you make love. First time you do anything, it don't feel right. It's all awkward. You don't remember being a baby. First time you ate, come on, you got the foo dribbling all down yourself. Couldn't hold in your bowel and bladder, but come on. Give it some time and everything. Just try again. I don't know. So we packed up. I remember, okay, looked at me and said, you got any stories to tell? I told him everything that happened out there. I said, you did a good job. You did a good job, even if they didn't. They didn't do a good job, but you did. You know what? You did a good job for meeting a lot of other people. You know that. You're going to move the world, buddy. We're going to move the world. This has only just gotten started, buddy. We'll be back here at some point. Things will be different. We just need this thing to catch on. You know, I wish I could say that basically I came across some nice Canadian woman. I wish I could say we had a romance there. That didn't happen. I looked over to the old drunk in the back who was still there sucking on his bottle, and I shook my head and smiled. This is better, dude. I made a friend. Didn't make love. Made a friend. And things are a little bit better. Just north of America. I almost said where we headed next, but I decided I was going to keep it a surprise as much as anybody else. Organic OK turned on the radio. For a moment there, I looked. I'm like, caller, this song still exists? Surprised anybody still uses that. Doesn't everyone listen to blog talk, internet radio, you know, and podcasts now? And I enjoyed the scenery. It was beautiful. It was perfect. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. Went in the back basically and decided to talk to my new friend. What's your name?
Joe.
Tell me about your whole life, Joe. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what you're up to. Tell me what you're all about.
Well,
I had a life at one point, and I'll save the rest for our next episode. Man, what a trip. You've been listening to Cocoon in the Microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 9:59. Please, tune in tomorrow for another hour-long installment only on Blog Talk Radio. This show, Cocooning from the Microphone, brought to you by Organic OK. Man, what's the plan? He's still out there with a diabolical, master, sinister plan. Please, call us. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Thank you. Tune in tomorrow, and good night.